I would think it's 440.
Yeah. Yeah, they're commercial. They're like for
they're
like
500 gallons.
Yeah, they're like huge. Yeah. It's like huge. So, anyway, that's. I thought that you really needed to, you know what was going on with that and go with it from there.
What kind of salting material did they use?
We use salt.
Salt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, is that what you're asking me? Like, okay.
Yeah.
So you have people out there looking at it and they said they can't even make it work?
They can't. It's just, I don't know. We had so much, we had problems with that thing. Just for some reason, it just, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever heard of aggressive water.
Aggressive water?
Uh-huh.
It's called a flood.
Yeah. Anyways, it's water in the hot water. And with the salt in it, all it does is go through, it just eats. And it's not got the pH and the alkaline is all off. And
it makes the water turn pink.
Yeah.
The water softener did?
Yeah.
And that's why it had to be disconnected then?
Yeah, it was not, it just wasn't working. So... And I know that when we went through this, we had, I think there was a period that we had to take bottled water to the kitchen, Dell kitchen, and to everybody, and we didn't have anybody to drink from the, you know, the, yes.
But wasn't something hooked up wrong at that time?
It was, what was this water softener?
I thought a valve or something.
Oh, no. This was in the water softener. We bypassed the water softener with the valve. So, and there was a valve that was not okay. Right, but that didn't have anything to do with, yeah.
I don't care if you get with purchasing and maybe get a hard number on it.
Okay.
Then we can kind of look at it. That, I don't know how to go out for bid. There he is. Mr. Erickson, I don't know that I'd go out for bid yet as much as just maybe try to get a hard number on what it really is going to cost.
Well, the memberships that we maintain luckily cover a lot of those items.
Okay.
National agreements through NJPA, CDWG, and through the whole alphabet. I mean, that cover a lot of that stuff. So, but if we run into something that we can't, you know, economically, we'll put out the bid. The problem is a lot of those items that are needed.
Okay. So you'd be able to get a hard number for us, is what I'm asking.
Best pricing.
Okay.
And me going over these things, we don't have to do these like all right now. Maybe, take one and then maybe next year do another one, and that way it's not so, because it is expensive, these things, I know. But the last thing is the landscaping, and it's that part that the grass always dies. In that island, and we cannot get it to grow. We had a landscaper come in and do that, and it didn't work out.
Who was that?
That was Castle. I'm wanting to say Castle Rock.
I still have a hard time believing you can't get some grass to grow in an area.
Yeah, well, I think the dirt that was put in there.
But the trees are grown.
He put in, I guess when they laid that sod down, they put in dirt first, and the dirt that they put down is bad dirt. You can't; it won't hold no water. I mean, it just evaporates. And I've had Randy to give you. That's what the second copies are. On some options, and that's expensive too. So I mean, the cheapest thing that I can think to do is maybe to have them to come and have Randy to get someone to take all that out. And then put new dirt in and then reseed it.
I've got, didn't we just clear off a bunch of land that had some pretty good topsoil? What did we do with that topsoil?
We reused it out there on that.
I dug that up out there, went from scratch and hayed it, fertilized it, limed it.
What,
How large is the area?
Oh, it's just that little patch. I would say, what would you say, maybe
20 by, I don't know.
What would you say? You talking about, these three all say the same thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So is yours different?
This is maybe showing, I did. Maybe I had trouble with the stapler.
That's showing 420 square foot?
Yeah, that's probably right then, because that was done by Randy.
It says fill in midsection. Is it three sections or one?
The midsection and then the little islands, and they're not that big.
What are you guys calling the midsection?
That long strip.
That goes between here and
yes,
the judicial center?
Yes, along that sidewalk.
What does yours say?
They're all the same page. I mean, they're all...
Okay, here you go.
Can you tell I was in a hurry this morning?
I might say Sheila's got to rip that apart.
Yep.
Here you go. And then we each need one or whatever Sheila's got.
I got the right one. We've even tried to, you know, we've lined it, fertilized it, we've done everything. We've thatched it and scratched it. And something.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, I lost a little bit there, but on this section we're talking about, you don't think if we took a backhoe and scooped up the dirt that was in there and put good soil in there?
I think that's a possibility. That's probably the cheapest way.
If we do it this time of year, put the seed, the soil, and a little straw to...
Yep.
Yeah.
You can have a resod. Just go to... get or buy our own sod and lay it. It's not that expensive.
We'll have to have Mr. Hayes to have someone to come up here and dig it out.
What's the... was it Mount Vernon? The Spring River turf? Is that what it's called? I think you can probably get it pretty reasonable there. Bring it down, like Ms. Wyatt said, put down new dirt, new soil. I don't think it'd be that expensive.
Okay.
You got a third one
there. And then when Yakov comes, he can walk on it barefoot.
Yes, I mean, yes. That feels so good when you do.
Because, like, the option to fill in with concrete. Are we going to have it engineered to make sure we have the...
No, we wouldn't, no. I mean, we wouldn't...
You'd be changing the amount of runoff and absorption of water.
Right, that's probably true. Your thought on that, Randy?
I'm just saying, but are we going to get hit with engineering and all that kind of stuff if we do anything other than soil? A permeable...
I'm not sure what utilities would be running down under the top of that, so that's another thing. I don't think there would be mulch here. A lot of that was...
I think dirt and sod would be the way to go. Cheapest and it'd look the best, I think.
The only problem is with watering it, but we'll work around that.
How hard would it be to run a water line to it to irrigate it?
Probably couldn't. It would have to dig across the either the sidewalks or the road here coming to the courthouse. I mean, it's should have done it a long time ago.
Do we have a asphalt saw or concrete saw? It ain't that big of a deal.
Okay, that's fine.
There is a a company that has a machine that will go under it, dig under it.
Oh, if you start to bore, now you're probably going to get expensive.
Just getting an alternative.
Didn't y'all just used to run a hose out there with sprinklers?
We did, but the problem is you got to come in. That's why I came in early, especially in this time till the end of season, is because you have to start watering that early. You don't want to leave it out when it gets hot and the sun's on it. I mean, you'll just burn the grass up.
You'll start getting funguses.
Yeah.
Brown spots.
Yeah.
You have, and I don't know the duties of the different ones, but you do have a night person. Would it be possible that she could turn the sprinkler on and let it run at night when the...
That'll cause the fungus and issues
at
also.
At night, right morning.
Early morning's the best time to water.
Yeah. Okay. But we could work around that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll come in and do it if I have to.
But, well.
No.
Or we can, there's these things called timers. Mm-hmm. They're a lot cheaper than you are.
We could maybe put
over the course of
a timer,
months and years.
Can you put a timer
and
a hose?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that would work. I guess that's it.
My fear with like one of your options to fill in with concrete, $35,000. That's a lot of. I mean, and then what's it going to do? And maybe nothing. But would we have to have it engineered because of now we're. Randy, what's the term I'm looking for? Where you can't because of runoff issues and because of whatever you have to have so many water retention. They're going to make us do some sort of
Yeah, I understand that now.
I'm not sure that would cause that much more runoff. It would a little bit, but, I mean, the grass area would have water soaking in where you wouldn't have it going off. So it kind of becomes saturated.
Yeah, I don't know what Hollister, I don't know what Forsyth would make us do.
If we can get grass to grow there and everything, I think it would be good for the county.
It'd look a lot better than...
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I wanted you to get a picture of this, not just rock and concrete. I mean, we were going to put, like, picnic tables and, it wouldn't have just been a nothing there. Oh.
What kind of trees are those Bradford pears through there?
Yeah.
They attract birds real well.
Oh, and they smell
They're
wonderful.
Evasive.
And they have a wide spread.
And they're so strong. The limbs are such strong. Never have breakage and issues with those.
Couldn't you still?